We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I hope that Chairman Kim will realize 5, 10, 15 years down the road, when his country has changed, how responsible that the American people were to believe in our president. It's a beautiful
day. Hey, congratulations to Kim from Wichita and Lou in Park City. Those two women have a pair of tickets each to go see the Journey Def Leppard concert July 16th at Interest Bank Arena, courtesy of Steve and Ted. And we've got more of those to give away tomorrow here with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things. All 12 soccer players and their coach now free from that cave in Thailand. They've brought them all out. Two workers injured as house explodes near Mulvane.
One.
President Trump nominates Brett Kavanaugh to Supreme Court. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, coming up in just a few minutes, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., they're going to close down two lanes of southbound I-135 up around 29th Street North. They're going to do a bridge inspection there, possible repairs on that bridge. And again, that's today and tomorrow, maybe more, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. I-135 southbound lanes, two of them are going to close at 29th Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hey, mostly sunny and hot again today. 10% chance for afternoon rain. And we're looking for a high of 95 degrees. Monday's high was 95. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny and hot, tomorrow's high 96. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 74 degrees. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour this morning, Glenn Beck. And in that first hour, he'll be talking with Ben Shapiro, editor-in-chief of The Daily Wire. The topic, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Here on KNSS, stocks climbed with other markets Monday as concerns about trade tensions between the U.S. and the rest of the world took a back seat. The calendar for upcoming weeks is full of corporate earnings reports, and the expectation is for another quarter of strong growth. The S&P 500 rose 24 points. The Dow jumped 320, big jump there. Ooh, NASDAQ okay. Gained 67. Officials from Panama and China are meeting in the opening round of talks to reach a free trade agreement, 1 year after the two countries established diplomatic relations. The talks started Monday in Panama City. They're expected to last through Friday. Google's YouTube says it is taking several steps to ensure the veracity of news on its service by cracking down on misinformation and supporting news organizations. The company says it will make authoritative news sources more prominent, especially in the wake of breaking news events when false information can spread rapidly. Kroger warning customers about a fake coupon offer that is going around the internet. The fake coupon is being found on social media, offering $250 off a shopping trip to Kroger. The company says it is not an actual promotion. In a statement, Kroger says in part, "This giveaway is not affiliated with or supported by the Kroger Company. Our team is actively working to address this issue." And, of course, Kroger, parent company of our Dillon stores here around South Central Kansas. 8:49 now with Steve and Ted. A federal prosecutor says a rabid hatred of Muslims led a 26-year-old man to set fire to a Southeast Texas mosque. Prosecutor made the claim yesterday during opening statements in the trial of Mark Vincent Perez. Perez is charged with a hate crime, also with use of a fire to commit a federal felony in the January 2017 fire that destroyed an Islamic center in Victoria, Texas.
Not good.
Federal law enforcement officer testified earlier that an informant said Perez believed the center's worshipers were terrorists. If convicted, the hate crime charge, Perez could get 20 years in prison. And a tragic story out of East Texas, where authorities are investigating the death of a 10-year-old girl who apparently was electrocuted as she reached behind a clothes dryer to retrieve her kittens. The parents of Greenlee Marie said she was trying to rescue the pet Saturday at the family's home in New Boston, Texas. Authorities back in the home when yesterday investigating the girl's body was sent to Dallas for an autopsy.
Ugh.
Looks like she got electrocuted trying to get those kittens back.
That's sad.
Sad story. All right, let's cheer things up now with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's talking about financial services firm that's growing in Wichita. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the Heartland Credit Union has plans for a second Wichita branch. Heartland is based in Hutchinson. It has a Wichita presence with a branch near 37th and Mays Road. The second branch will be located near Kellogg and Webb. It's a spot that used to be home to Ameritrust branch. Heartland has customers on the east side of Wichita who had been asking about an additional branch. Wichita isn't sure when the final decision will be made on Clapp Golf Course. Last week, the park board voted to recommend that the course be closed. That recommendation now goes to the Wichita City Council. Clapp has lost more than $600,000 since 2013. In 2017 alone, it saw a $235,000 loss. The agenda item has not been scheduled. And Allegiant Air pilots are threatening to strike. The pilots' union has voted to authorize a work stoppage. The union says Allegiant's scheduling system goes against industry standards. A strike could force flight cancellations from hubs such as Las Vegas and Phoenix, both destinations from Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Interesting, Ted. The other night, my friends and I gathered at the Monarch for an evening of fun, and one of the topics that came up was the closing of the Clapp golf course, Clapp Park golf course.
What did the, the Illuminati there decide?
The Mensa Club decided that why do we just now find out that they were losing money? If we'd known that, couldn't we have done something to augment the what was going on down there? Or, you know, they thought we should, the taxpayers, the citizens should have known earlier there was a problem. One of the guys said, hey, why
Barbara Layton brought this up 4 years ago. We've known about it.
Well, 4 years ago, and then there's a gap of 4 years. So you knew it. I knew about it. They didn't know about it.
Well,
so
they should listen to KNSS because we reported on it.
That's the problem, huh? All right. Well, anyway, apparently there are some people who want to keep that golf course open. And speaking of golf courses.
But the thing's losing money hand over fist.
Yeah.
It's a huge money drain every year.
All right. 8:53, Steve and Ted, and
unless some company wants to stand up and say, hey,
we'll keep it open.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Clapp Golf Course, sponsored by Emprise Bank or whatever. I mean,
there you go.
It's going to take something like that.
8:53, Steve and Ted. You and I were at a golf course yesterday. We were at the Crestview Country Club with our friends from Starkey and for the annual Starkey Golf Classic. Jamie Opat, our good friend there, and Colin McKenney from Starkey, telling us about the good things they do. And the folks who are out there playing golf, raising money for Starkey, the developmental handicap people that they help. And they do great, great work. And we were happy to be there and help them to hand out the awards, the prizes. A lot of good stuff out there that we gave away, Ted.
Yeah, and the staff out at Crestview was great. Speaking of banks, Southwest National Bank's a big sponsor
of Starkey.
So big thanks to them and for all the help they give to Starkey and all the folks at Starkey that do a great job helping. They help more than 500 families in the
Wichita area
every day, every year. It's
National
amazing.
Pina Colada Day.
Mm.
This is a drink made with rum and cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and it's a day when...
Very sweet.
It's a sweet drink for this kind of time of year, I guess, so it's National Pina Colada Day. 8:55, Steve and Ted, coming up. KNSS News at 9 o'clock this morning. All 12 soccer players and their coach have now been rescued from that cave in Thailand on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.